Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're diving into Jesse LeCavalier's The Rule of Logistics. Sophie, have you ever thought about why there are so many warehouses on the outskirts of every city?
Hi there, Sam. I have, actually. And after reading this book, I can't unsee them. LeCavalier argues that the logic of moving goods, speed, efficiency, and control has quietly reshaped our cities into machines for distribution.
It's wild to think about. We usually picture cities as places for people, you know, parks, plazas, and coffee shops. But he says they're now designed around the flow of stuff.
Exactly. And it all started with a shift in how companies like Walmart saw logistics. Instead of a cost to minimize, they turned it into a competitive weapon.
Right. They realized that controlling the entire journey of a product from factory to checkout was the key to selling cheap. So they built these massive distribution centers and forced suppliers to deliver exactly when needed.
And that created what he calls the logistics city. Think of the sprawling industrial parks with windowless warehouses, the endless truck traffic, the robotic ports. They're like the cathedrals of our age, but dedicated to speed.
I remember he describes the inside of a distribution center, and it's almost scary. Every shelf is in a precise grid, conveyor belts snake overhead, and workers move according to algorithms. There's no wasted space.
It's engineered to the inch, and that obsession with efficiency has a dark side for the workers. They're tracked constantly, measured in packages per hour, and pushed to go faster. LeCavalier says the system treats them as interchangeable parts.
That part really got me. It's not a bug, it's a feature. The human element is seen as friction to be minimized.
And it's not just warehouses. The humble shipping container changed everything. It allowed factories to move to low-cost countries, while retail stayed close to customers. That created a huge demand for new urban spaces, like distribution centers near highways.
Even the big box store is a product of this logic. The vast single-story floor plan, the wide aisles for forklifts, the shelves designed to minimize restocking time. It's not about community, it's about flow.
And then there's e-commerce. Amazon took logistics to the extreme, building fulfillment centers near cities to offer delivery times we couldn't imagine a decade ago. But that means our streets are now full of delivery vans, with all the traffic and pollution that comes with it.
It's so convenient for us, but it's eroding local retail and creating a mess. LeCavalier really makes you see the cost behind that free 2-day shipping.
He also traces the roots of this thinking back to military strategy, to guys like Jomini, who obsessed over supply lines. And it's only recently that those techniques were applied to commerce.
That explains why it feels so relentless. It's like an army marching, but instead of troops, it's packages.
One of the most striking ideas is that the logistics city isn't a place, it's a process. It's the highways, the data cables, the algorithms that decide what goes where. It's this invisible metacity.
And that gives companies like Walmart and Amazon enormous power. They decide what we can buy, how fast, and at what price. And they shape our cities physically, building warehouses and rerouting traffic. It's a power that's largely unaccountable.
LeCavalier isn't offering easy answers, though. He's more of a diagnostician. He wants us to see that our frictionless experiences come at a cost, paid by workers, small businesses, and communities.
He does talk about alternatives like localism or 3D printing, but he's cautious. He says localism can be exclusionary, and new tech has hidden costs. The key is to be conscious of logistics influence and demand more humane use.
The part that stuck with me is that the rule of logistics is a choice, not a law of nature. We can unmake it if we decide to.
Yeah, that's the takeaway for me too. Next time I see a warehouse, I'll think about the system behind it. And maybe I'll question whether the convenience is worth it.
And if you want to dig into more books like this, the whole library is on the 7-Minute Books app. It has over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to, and it starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. So next time you order something online, just think about the invisible machine that brought it to your door. We'll see you in the next one.